Hello.
Hello, this is customer service with your courtesy callback. My name is Chase. May I start by getting your zip code, please?
Yes, it's 40356.
Thank you very much for that. And the first and last name?
It's Monica Bruner.
Okay, I do have you here. And for security purposes, can you verify the address for me?
It's 316 Weslin Way in Northfield, Kentucky. 403-56.
Okay, thank you again for that. I do see we have the Pure Cleanse and the Keto Control there, used for increasing metabolism and reducing appetite. What can I do for you today?
Well, on April the 7th, I sent you all an email saying that I just wanted the samples only and no deductions. Well, in my bank on May the 3rd, there was two charges of 90, let's see, I had it all written down. I think it was, anyway, it was going to wind up being like $189 and some odd cents that was taken out of my account. And I also sent another email the other day requesting that I be refunded because I did not authorize those charges.
Right, yes, ma'am. Just to go over everything there, Ms. Brenner, looks like the trial for each of those, the keto and the cleanse, was started on March the 19th, for the 497 and the 597. That would have been on the order screen there. We have a terms condition section that just details how the trial works. What it indicates is it's a 14-day trial for the customer that pays the shipping. We send them out a 30-day supply of each of those, and then the customer has the 14 days to test those out. According to the terms there, if we don't get word to cancel within the first 14 days of that trial, then on the 15th day, the day after the trial's over, we charge the full retail price for the original keto and the original cleanse, and then we would also reship the customer a new product once every 30 days from that day.
Oh no. No. Well, maybe it was the wrong date, but I know I sent you all trying to find my notes that I had written down. I was in the process of doing something else.
Now, when you say you sent us through email, was that email address to the like one of the confirmation emails that we send out about the orders? Were you replying to one of those?
I don't know if it went to that one. I was trying to, let me pull it up here on the phone because I've got it all written down right here. Let's see. And let's see the sent. Support at, let's see what it says here. Support at Nutriverse Health.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, let me see. Let me make sure you got the right one there. Let's see.
And that was done within the 14 days. That was done on April the 7th.
Well, what I was asking there, which email you would send it to, because if it is the support email, usually they do reply to customers, but what they reply to customers is with the phone number here to customer service, letting them know that this is the only way to cancel an account is to call in and speak with an agent here so we can close the account and get that cancellation number out to you. So that's if customers do get replies to those emails, that's usually what they include in there.
And I did not get a response either way saying that I need to contact whomever or whatever. I
Right, yes,
didn't get
ma'am.
anything.
Was there a reason you weren't using the keto or the cleanse?
I've not even opened them yet.
Was there a reason?
Yes, I'm just not interested.
Well, I know there must have been some interest to place the order and to have them shipped to
Well,
you, so.
there was, but after I spoke to my physician, he said no.
Okay, I got you. Well, yeah, I definitely don't want to go against any doctor's orders there. As
No.
far as the charges go, there's nothing to refund because there's none of the charges that went through. Every charge that I have here was declined.
Well, it was taken out of my account on May the 3rd.
No, ma'am. I do have some attempts at those charges, but like I said, each charge was declined.
Well, I can send you copies of my bank statement.
As a matter of fact, the last attempt at the charges were April the 11th.
No.
unless it was a different product out there. Did you have another type of keto ordered?
I did, but I've already spoken to those and they've already refunded my account.
Okay. So that may be the ones that was charged there because, like I said, ours is April 11th and then every charge was declined. I don't have any charge that was successful.
Because it looks like I was refunded. See. Do you all have other? Here's another one. Is this yours as well? Nutriverse Keto?
I can try to see if we have a different account for you with another product. Bear with me one moment here. Let me look.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to search here. I got a couple of different search bars to use, so bear with me just a couple of seconds here. I want to use all of that I got here just to see if we can find an account for you.
Okay. Because I called on Sunday and they refunded my $85.90 and my $94.90.
And what were the other amounts that you were, had charged, been charged?
I'm not sure what I've done with that paper. Let me go back to my bank account. I mean, if we can't get this settled, I could always, I'm going to dispute it anyway because I did not authorize and I sent the emails twice. Okay, let me log in here with my account. Transactions. They're loading, just a second.
Yeah, sure, no problem.
Okay, let's see, May 3rd.
Then I was
94.90 twice.
94.90. Okay. See, yeah, the keto control ones weren't even the same. That was would if it would have went through, it would have been a 95.94 or either a 99.94 charge. But like I said, both of those were declined.
Okay.
Let me see
Do you
here.
see? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible there could be another account with some with another product out there.
Because the bottom is, I tried calling you all on Sunday and you all were closed, supposedly. And then
Not us. We're 24/7 here.
Nutriverse Keto, I spoke to someone and they did refund because they understood my situation. Balanced Health, they refunded my money. And it's just these, the keto, the new keto.
So what's the name of the brand name of the keto?
Vital Nutrition, Keto Control.
Would it have possibly been under any other name other than yours?
No, it should have been just under Monica Bruner.
Okay.
Let's see. And you're in California.
Yes. Well, yeah, some of the warehouses are located in California.
Mm-hmm. Yes, both of them were. Let's see, I'm trying to see. Yeah. 9490. Okay. It says here, premium restoring plans and all natural repair. B-R-I-L-L-I.
Okay, let's see. So let's see. I have a new account. Let's see if this is the same one here. Could you verify the shipping address for me, Ms. Berner?
Uh-huh. It's 316 Wesleyan Way. That's 40356. That's Nicholasville, Kentucky.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Yeah. Now, this is a different account for another keto. This would be the Rapid Keto Prime and the Rapid Cleanse Boost. But this account has also been canceled. Looks like it was canceled on May the 3rd.
Hmm.
It says you called in on May the 3rd. They had offered up to a 75% discount for future orders.
Oh, and then the Balanced Health Keto. Yes, I got $53.93. And the charges were... Oh, I had them wrote down or not. Those charges were $85.90.
This is Rapid Keto Prime is the name brand of this keto.
Rapid Keto Prime, because I wrote all of them down.
This was ordered on April the 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And delivered on, let's see, April the 29th.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's where my email went.
For another product?
For mm-hmm.
a different product? Yes, ma'am.
But that's a premium restoring, all natural repair, right?
Now, on the billing statements, they show the merchant names. I'm not sure what all the merchant names are because it's just the merchant that, you know, bills for the products. I'm more familiar with the product names, but because there's about 400 different merchant names, you know, that are going to be on those statements. So I don't know all the merchant names to match with each product. I just know the product names.
Gotcha. Well, someone took out $94.90 twice.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I see it's $6.95 is the shipping that you pay up front for each of those, and then it's the end of trial charge. $94.90 would be the full retail price for each of those.
Mm-hmm.
Which would have been on the 2nd of May.
Yes.
And then you have the account was canceled on the 3rd of May.
Right. But there's still two $94.90s that have not been refunded to me.
Right. Now, these wouldn't be refunded. These were going to be the end of trial charges for that original keto and that original cleanse. This is an account you would have to cancel within the first 14 days to avoid the charges.
And because I was charged $85.90 and $94.90. And then I got the $85.90 and the $94.90 returned.
Right, that's a different company, though. That's not the same products here.
Okay. That you were talking about, I only got 75%, which was 53-something that was added back on.
I think that may be another company as well. I think there may be three different companies we're dealing with here. Because the two charges that you're referring to are two $94.90 charges.
Right.
Right. And that's the ones that are for Rapid Keto Prime and Rapid Keto Cleanse.
Okay, let me go. I've got the bottles, and none of them have been opened. Yeah, because I was going to try those to see which one was the best. The Rapid Cleanse and the Rapid Keto Prime.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. That's the ones. Yes,
oh,
ma'am.
Now I just got those.
Right. Yes, it looks like the delivery day was the 29th, it looks like.
Yes, and I called in that day and spoke to someone and canceled it. And he said that I might be getting charged, but he said all I would have to do was call. I've even got the paper because I kept it because he said, now, even though it's been canceled, he said they may try to charge. They're in a purple and white bottle.
Yeah, I do see the last notes from the agent, but that was on 5/3.
Okay, hang
May
on.
The 3rd.
As a matter of fact, I spoke with Jody, whoever Jody is. Yep, I called the 855-473-7225. And I canceled that order on 5/3. I've even got a cancellation code.
Right. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, the account is canceled. When I pulled it up there, it had already been canceled. That's what I was letting you know. It was canceled on May the 3rd.
Right. And I've called within the 14 days to have it canceled.
Well, no, the 14 days would have ended on May the 1st.
Okay. The order date was 4/16/20. And I didn't get these until one day last week.
Right, yes, ma'am. But the 14-day trial begins the day that you pay the shipping on those.
No, we're not going to do that. Because I called the day of or the day after I got these in the mail.
Right, yes, ma'am. But like I said, it's 14 days, calendar days from the day that you place that order.
Well, but I spoke with Jody, and he said that it was some young black fellow, very nice, and he said I would probably, and I could be charged for these, even though I'm canceling.
Right. Well, I'm not sure why he would have told you that unless, like I said, you've spoken to 3 or 4 different companies, so you may be getting those conversations mixed up because
looking at the paper right here where it says ship to Monica Bruner, the shipment details on 4/16, the order date. The ship mode, the shipment, the order details, and that I got 2 bottles. Thank you for your order. For questions regarding your order, please contact. And I did that day that they came in the mail. I called.
Right, yes, ma'am. But whenever he was speaking to you on the 3rd, those charges had already occurred a day before. Those were on the 2nd. Is whenever the charges had went through.
Okay, but I don't know. I still need to be refunded my $94.90 × 2.
Right, like I said, with these products here, the trial is a 14 days. To avoid the charges, you do have to call in within those first 14 days.
I didn't get them until the other day.
It's not how long you have to try those. Once the customer cancels, they have all the time in the world. They need to try the products, but they only have the 14 days to call in to cancel.
How would I know how to call in and cancel?
Well, because we have our net number on the product page there as soon as you place the order, and also on each product itself, as well as on when you get charged the shipping and handling. It would be on your bank statement.
Okay. Well, I still want to be refunded. And you don't want me to get ugly because I have an attorney that's in the family, and I've already spoke to him about this.
Yes, ma'am. That's definitely well within your rights, Ms. Perner. I'm just letting you know it's terms and conditions. We can't override those terms and conditions policy.
Okay. It shouldn't have taken 2 or 3 weeks for it to get to me.
Right. Yes, ma'am. I do agree. There are sometimes,
and
you know,
just
whenever...
And because of this COVID-19 deal, this is not out of my hands.
Like I said there, Ms. Berner, we just have to, we can't
no,
override terms
not,
and conditions charges.
That is not acceptable. So I need to speak to a supervisor or someone. I mean, you all may have shipped it out on the 16th, but I didn't get it until last week. How can you even try a product if you don't have it?
Yes, ma'am. Like I said, you have as much time as you need to try the products, but you just have the 14 days to call in to let us know if you would like to cancel.
Oh, now this isn't going to fly. This is almost $200 that you all have taken off of a product. It's not even been opened, and I called the day that I received them. And I don't want to hear that it starts the day that I place the order.
It does, Ms. Burner. I mean, it's the same with all the other products that you ordered, and you missed the trial on all those other products. It's the
no,
same exact process.
And they refunded me.
I can't speak for the other companies there.
Okay, I need to speak to a supervisor.
Okay. Well, like I said, Ms. Burner, we follow the same protocol here. No one can override those terms and conditions charges for you.
Okay, look, I'm going to say it one more time, and I know there's someone above you.
Yes, ma'am, absolutely. We have a supervisor. I was just letting you know. We follow the same
okay,
protocol.
I'm letting you know. Okay, and I need to speak to one, please.
Okay, bear with me one moment here. What was that zip code again, Ms. Burner?
40356. Can you believe me? I know. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here.
Okay.
All right. So I have the transfer set up for you. Once you hit the transfer button, you'll be put into the queue. If there's a soup available, you'll be answered immediately. If not, you'll be answered in the order that your call was received. So do stay on the line. Thank you for contacting customer service, and please hold.
Thank you.